during World War II, Radom, like many other cities, came under German occupation. South of Radom, on the road towards Rzeszów, there is a large forest complex called the Iłża Forest or the Starachowice Forest. It is surrounded by numerous towns and villages whose history was for centuries created by Poles and Jews. Iłża, Ciepielów, Kazanów, Solec, Lipsko, Skaryszew or Tarów. During the Second World War, the German occupiers established ghettos for Jews in most of these towns. The situation of their inhabitants worsened month by month due to widespread hunger, infectious diseases, and terror from the German occupiers. In the summer of 1942, the Germans began liquidating the ghettos around Radom, deporting their inhabitants to the Treblinka extermination camp. Some Jews decided to flee, seeking refuge in the Iłża woods. They built several encampments there with the help of Polish foresters and farmers from the surrounding villages. With the arrival of fall and then winter, it was no longer possible to continue living in the forest. The fugitives began to come to Polish farms more and more frequently, asking not only for food and clothing, but also for permanent or at least temporary shelter. In early December 1942, a special German unit searched the Iłża forest. The Jewish camps were broken up and most of their inhabitants were killed. The Jews captured by the Germans were subjected to interrogation. Under torture combined with promises to save their lives, some of them revealed to the Germans the names of the Poles who had helped them. On the morning of 6 December 1942, German gendarmes surrounded three farms in the village of Ciepielów Stary. The first of these belonged to Adam and Bronisława Kowalski. They raised 6 children. The owners of the second farm were Piotr and Helena Obuchiewicz, who had 4 children. The third farm belonged to Władysław and Karolina Kosior, who were raising 6 daughters and sons. When all the people found in the houses were under guard, the Germans started to search the farms. They found 2 Jews, probably hiding in an underground shelter, as well as evidence that the Kowalski, Obuchiewicz and Kosior families were helping Jewish fugitives. The fate of those detained was fulfilled a few hours later. After being led into selected buildings, German gendarmes fired machine guns at them, killing some people and only wounding others. The buildings were then set on fire. Some of the victims were burnt alive, and some children were shot as they tried to escape from the sea of flames. At the same time, a second German unit was carrying out the same action in the nearby village of Rekówka. There, the gendarmes surrounded a farm inhabited jointly by 2 related families, Stanisław and Zofia Skoczylas, who had 4 children, and the family of Piotr Kosior. Also there, most of those detained were killed by bullets and fire. In total, on 6 December 1942, in the villages of Ciepielów Stary and Rekówka, the Germans murdered 31 Poles, people who had helped the Jews and their relatives. The youngest victim of the crime was less than a year old, and the oldest was over 70. It is noteworthy that the aim of the perpetrators was to annihilate entire families, as well as to destroy their possessions, which were partly burned and partly looted by the gendarmes. This was to foreshadow the fate of any Polish farmer who broke the orders of the occupying German authorities and was willing to take in Jewish ghetto refugees under his or her roof or provide them with other, even the slightest, help. The murders of the inhabitants of the Ciepielów community who supported Jews did not end until the first decade of January 1943. Their victims were farmers from the villages of Boiska, Świesielice, Zajączków, as well as other localities. Although they did not take on such a massive and, at the same time, brutal scale as in Ciepielów Stary and Rekówka, they were part of a series of crimes in which people trying to save other human beings, Poles saving Jews, lost their lives. Historians estimate that during World War II, Poles rescued tens of thousands of their fellow citizens of Jewish origin. The German occupiers killed about 1,000 Polish rescuers.